Friday nights just got juicier. Tune in at 6 p.m. every Friday for more gist, tips and tricks, trends, and entertainment exclusive to Alin Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to a new exciting episode on Alin Radio. If you're new here, thank you for tuning in. As you can tell, I'm super excited to be here today. It's been a long time coming, and I also have some good news to share with you. Gosh, I'm super excited. Anyway, as you know, my name is Oyenda, but I'm not alone. I will be co-hosting with a really good friend of mine. We go way back, like we co-hosted like events way back. So hey, you want to introduce yourself?
Hey guys, this is Sam. I'm super pumped up and delighted to be here. I mean, this has been in the works for a while, and it's really exciting to finally go live. Trust me, you're in for a swell time as we'll be bringing you our gist, everything trending, and the tips and tricks, and the works, guys. So make sure to keep it locked, and you won't regret it for sure.
Okay, guys. So like I said, I'm super excited. I'm super pumped. Like, I haven't
been Yeah, I know, right? I'm time. Pumped up. Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. It's exciting. Yeah,
it feels good.
Yeah, to finally go live, right? Because, I mean, this has been in the pipeline for a while, yeah.
Yeah, we've been talking about this, but we haven't done this. But so we're
taking the step to do it. I know.
Anyway, guys. Okay, enough with the introduction. So let's move to the next course on this menu. But before that, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we can discuss what's trending on the online space. You're listening to Alin Radio. Okay, guys, so welcome to this segment on Alin Radio. It's called Trending. So I'm just going to be talking about what's trending on the online space, what's been going on, what's showing the internet this week. You know, Sam and I are just going to be discussing that.
Yeah, for sure, because a lot of things have been happening on the internet space, so we just bring you everything as it's going hot, yeah.
It's ridiculous because, as in this particular one, it just hit me different because...
Yeah, so tell us, what you have for us?
Well, so there's this guy.
Okay.
I'm not really familiar with his work or what he does. Okay. But from what I see, he seems to be like a celebrity. And then he acknowledged his partner on social media. I think he just wrote a love note to her. Okay. So I'm just going to be reading it, and then I'll ask you your opinion as regards what you think about this. Because, I mean, the comments, the internet was blowing up regarding this issue. So like I said, the guy's name is Solomon Bucci, and this is what he wrote.
Okay.
He said, "You're not the most beautiful woman, neither are you the most intelligent woman. But like, I've chosen to never find perfection in anyone else. I put my gaze on you, and with the commitment, we would mold ourselves for ourselves. Our perfection is in our commitment. Stating that you're not the most beautiful, intelligent might sound like it's not a compliment, yeah, but it's a realistic base for real love. Acknowledging that my woman isn't the best, but I'm not looking for the best."
Interesting.
I know. He's like, you should listen to this. He's like, "I was looking for you and I found you. There's no best. There's just someone who chooses. There's just someone you choose and see the best in them. So this is me. This to me is real love. Not the one that consoles itself in the full reality that their partner is the most good looking, most intelligent, most successful person in the world. That's disingenuous and doesn't give room for love to thrive. I love you, I am fair, and I'm committed to you. I miss you so much, but my love for you is stronger." So, stronger than distance. So actually this, really shook the internet, and people had comments regarding the way he expressed
his love.
His love. So what do you think about, like, what do you think about this write-up and how he expressed himself? What do you think?
Honestly, I think most of what he said is true, but it's one of those cases whereby you just leave some things unsaid, right? You know, true, right? Your partner may not be the most beautiful, may not be the prettiest, right, in the room, right? May not be the most intelligent, of course, right? But there's some things you just leave unsaid. And the way he then put it, like, the context is quite funny, right? So, I mean, I just think, like, there are better ways to just, you know, reach out and express your love, right? You know, and guys, by the way, which is one of the segments we'll be bringing for you later on the show. You know, we'll teach you how it's done.
Oh, please, whatever. But the thing is, in reference to this, I mean, when dealing with a woman, you should know that there's some certain things you should say.
Tell us, please.
I'm telling you, like, how can you, like, I know, I see, so the thing is, I understand, like, what he's trying to say, and I understand how deep he's trying to go, he's trying to express himself, his love for her, his feelings and everything. But I just think he just worded it incorrectly. I agree. Like,
agree.
You said, there are things that you shouldn't say. I think this doesn't belong, because we don't understand him. We don't know him. We don't know him as a lover. We don't know him as, you know, we don't know him intimately. So we can't understand him. So his spouse will probably, or his partner will probably understand, you know, his angle. So I don't think he should have posted this on social media. I think it should have just been for both of them to see.
I agree totally. You know? I agree totally. Again, it's one of those things you just leave unsaid, right? You know, I mean, that was not necessary. And again, like, he kept repeating, like, you're not the most intelligent, you're not the most, like, I mean, at some point, it became a tad
What he was trying to say. So, he was just trying to say, like, he was just trying to say, I love you.
Regardless, right? Nonetheless,
like,
you know,
like, despite your flaws, I understand that you're not perfect. Yeah. I'm also not perfect. But I mean, what did you're not intelligent.
Exactly.
He just made the creative juice dry. But it's okay.
I agree.
Anyway, so a lot of people had comments, they had things to say about this. I'm just going to read like two or three comments so you understand, you know, how, and a lot of them were women.
Of course. So, they were going for a
So I'm not going to be disclosing their name for privacy purposes. But someone said, this is so cringe worthy, and you just succeeded in humiliating her. Meanwhile, she's a 10. Your woman should be the most beautiful person in your eyes, despite her flaws and imperfections. Your write-up shows you're just managing or settling for her until you find your most beautiful, most intelligent.
I know.
It's giving narcissistic vibes.
I know. Cringy. I know.
Another person said, actually, this is a guy. He said, this is rude, humiliating, and completely unnecessary to publicly state. You don't sound deep or intellectual. You sound like a man who should be alone. This woman is gorgeous, and I hope she finds somebody who will tell her so.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Again, I agree. Totally unnecessary, to be honest.
I mean, it's... I don't know. Like I said, I get his angle, but I just think he worded it incorrectly.
And I agree.
Social media, you know, we have like a lot of social media in-laws, especially if you're a celebrity, couple or whatnot. There are a lot of people that pry into your business. So if you're going to do anything like this, I mean, bring your A game. Do it nicely. Right. Do it good. Like, I mean, make it beautiful.
I agree.
Yeah, so that's what I would say. That's what trended on the online space. And that's what got people buzzing. I hope you guys enjoyed talking about this or listening to this.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, it's very, very, very fun, you know, when you think about it. And again, as you said, social media never forgets, right? Because
it doesn't.
Some guy picked up one of his old posts where he said, like, his woman is the most beautiful in his eyes, you know. So then, I mean, came up with a conflicting opinion, right? Like, at some point, you mentioned that your woman is the most beautiful. Now you say, now she's not intelligent, she's not beautiful. So again, guys, just watch it, because the internet never forgets, guys.
It never forgets. And he was saying, because he was referencing, it was like, come on, two, I've grown, I've learned. I mean, what did you learn?
Yeah, I know. It's just so crazy. Yeah, so
we need to talk to someone.
Yeah, I know. I agree. So, guys, we'll go on a quick break, and do not touch that dial, because we have more fun things for you. As I said, I'll be coming up with some hot tips. Guys, you know, teacher is done, you know. Give me those lines.
I really hope you can come up with tips. I think real tips, because you're just hyping yourself. I don't get it.
You know, I got this. So guys, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Welcome back, guys. Now that you've got first-hand gist of everything rocking the online space, Right. Let's move on to the next segment on this episode. Let's get
sure,
it.
Sure.
So
we time have to tell the truth.
I know. Let's shake
it. Something on you is not familiar with, guys, I should say.
What? What did you just say? Anyway, whatever. So guys, today we have hot juice for you. This segment is Let's Get Candid, and this is where we talk about, you know, main topics. We're going to be shaking tables. I hope you're ready to shake this table with me,
Sam.
Let's break them.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. So the topic of discussion for today is physical cheating versus emotional cheating. What do you think weighs more?
Interesting. Very deep. Very deep.
Yes. Okay. So I'll start off with my own take on this, and then over to you, Sam, afterwards. So for me, because physical cheating has to do with like physical acts of intimacy. So we're talking about being sexually involved with someone.
Right.
And emotional cheating, on the other hand, has to do with, you know, feelings, intimate feelings. So for me, I don't think one weighs more than the other. I think they both carry weight, actually. What do you think? What's your take?
Honestly, I think you're sitting on the fence, right? To be very honest, because like you need to choose one, right? This is not about the way equally. That's not what
I
want to hear.
It's hard. I can't choose one.
I know it's hard, but that's the point. Again, guys, I mentioned earlier that this is the segment that gets Onye tripping because she doesn't tell the truth.
Right?
So, Onye, please, could you tell us? Could you tell us which you consider weightier, please? Listen. No. I didn't say that. I just say you find it difficult to just tell us, you know,
tell
which you think
what?
Is weightier. I mean, like it's either this or that, right? Like it's straightforward, right? So which do you
everyone
think is
has an opinion, everyone has a perspective of viewing things. Okay. And I'm telling you that they both carry weights because they're intertwined in one way or the other.
Okay. So they are the same in your words. Is that what you're saying?
They both carry weight.
Okay, so guys, for me, I mean, you know, I would always give you as a tease, right? So for me, I'll say physical, right? Because again, I think the difference for me lies between conception and putting into action, right? Because for emotional, it's about, you know, just the thoughts, the feelings, and all, right? And not putting all that into action, right? So when you get sexually involved with someone, right? Because it takes a lot of action, it takes a lot of planning, it takes a lot of, you know, moves to get to that point. So, I mean, from that end, right, I would say physical weighs more because, like, it's not just the thoughts anymore. You then bring it down into action, and that is where I'll tip it over for physical cheating. So that's my opinion, honestly.
I think you're just sounding like a typical man. You're just saying it from a man's perspective. As in, they cannot imagine any other person with their partners. They don't want anyone touching their partners, going near them. So I think
would you want someone else touching your partner?
I'm not.
No, you started.
Way to go.
It's not about the ego, right? It's not about the ego, right? You don't want the same thing. You speak as if, like, have you not heard of the phrase, like, hell hath no fury like the woman scorned? Have you not heard that before? Right. So why do you think it's a woman, not a man? So that's what I'm telling you. You don't have to be sexist because the woman's scorn, like it's unbearable, right?
Please.
So no woman also wants anyone to touch their man,
of course.
So it goes both ways,
right?
So it's not about ego. It's not about ego.
But that's
the point I'm making. What I said was conception is totally different from action. So I didn't say about ego or anything. I'm saying for you to put all the thoughts into action, right, is what tips it for me to go for physical cheating. Because like
but in some cases, what about the cases where you don't actually think before doing it? What if it just happens? I mean, what about people that are drunk in clubs that just have one night stands? What would you say?
Well, true. So, but when I say emotional cheating and physical cheating, I think it's important to put into perspective. So what I mean, let me put in a bit of context. Mm-hmm. What I mean is there's a bit of emotion. So I'm not talking about one night stands here, right? So that's not what I mean. Like, the one night stand is totally different, right? Because as you said, like, you're drunk, you're not in your right senses, right? So, I mean, that's entirely different. So in this case, we're talking about a situation where you're in your right senses, right? You have all your faculties, and you then make the move and the plans to get down with someone. You know, so it's a different ballgame mentality.
Yeah, right? well, like I said, that is why from the beginning, from the get-go, I said they both carry weight, emotionally and physically. Reason, because emotions is also deep as well, just the same as physical, because you're investing your time, your everything, time, you're lying, you're keeping secrets. I'm telling you, it's a whole different ballgame. You're investing in someone emotionally. There's a connection. They can even go as far as love. And the reason why I said that they both carry weight and they're intertwined is because emotional cheating can also lead to physical cheating, right?
Yeah,
it starts with the emotions and then it goes physical if you're not careful.
That's my point. So which is why, so that's what I'm saying. Like, most times, more often than not, when it gets to the physical, right, there's a bit of emotions, right? So you would actually find a case. I'm not saying there are no cases, right? Don't get me wrong, but it's very rare, right? Not as common as like when you have, you know, emotions on the line, right? So most times you have those underlying emotions, which you then put into action to then get physical, which is why I say it, right? Physical takes it for me, because most times, whenever you get physical, there's a bit of emotion. So that's why.
Well, I don't usually agree with you on everything, but this particular one, I'm just going to say, yeah, because I feel, like I said, they will carry weight. They will carry weight. Okay, guys, not to bore you with Samuel's, line of thought or whatever.
What's Samuel's? Yours is the boring one. You failed to give us, to take a stand in this.
No, because I feel they both carry equal weight. Cheating is cheating, no matter what.
Therein lies my point. You fail to take a stand.
Whatever. I'm going to, guys. So, like I was saying, I'm just going to take on. We did a bit of research, just to get things going from a lady's perspective and from, the men's perspective. So, I'll just be reading a few comments on this topic, and Sam can also do that on his end. So, I'm just going to start up. I'm just, like I said, I will not be disclosing the names. Privacy, for privacy purposes. So the first person said, Lady A, okay, let me just tag them as Lady A and Lady B. Lady A said, I choose emotional cheating. So the thing is, men are polygamous in nature, so sex is just sex. So, but lying, manipulation, and gaslighting hold more weight. So this person is literally tilting towards emotional cheating.
Okay, interesting.
So
So here we also have like a guy, so I would call it Guy A, right? So he believes, so he says, be it physical or emotional, it's relative. Cheating is cheating, regardless of the context. The point is, harm has been caused or done. How the person would take it is what matters. So again, so he's saying it's relative depending on the context, so, but he's saying cheating is cheating, whether physical or emotional. So I think this, I'll say this goes with your line of thought.
Yeah.
Right?
See, there are a lot of people going with my line of thought. Anyway.
Okay.
Lady V goes, emotions are powerful. So is sharing physical intimacy. So cheating is cheating, including micro cheating. The intentions, motive.
This is interesting. Micro cheating.
Micro cheating. She only goes as far as saying.
Only a lady will phrase it that way. Micro cheating. Like, come on.
He's
like,
getting
micro. Micro. Come on.
So the intention. She goes to say the intentions, motive, and purpose of these interactions both break trust. So simple as they both carry weight. You see another person tilting to my direction, saying they both carry weight.
Okay, so Guy B says physical cheating, of course, and by the way, the of course has an exclamation mark. Guys, so he says, well, it's simple, it's physical. Again, he stresses this point. Sex can be involved and all, and as and as men, we hate sharing in that aspect. That's what he says. Sex can be involved and all, and as men, we hate sharing in that aspect.
Like I said, men will always be men. They can't see past that physical thing. They can't just imagine another man touching their babes. But it's okay.
Okay. So we have a poll of 2-1, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, I believe my own stand is right. Anyway, so Lady C says emotional cheating. She's choosing emotional cheating because it hurts more, as love runs deeper than just sex. Emotional attachments formed are stronger than soul bonds.
Another lady.
You can tell she's a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah, I know, right? So Guy C says, don't they both go hand in hand? You can cheat emotionally without getting physical, but you can't cheat physically without getting emotional. So this stresses my point. But emotion is the foundation of it all. That is where trust lies. So to cheat is to violate trust. Trust is an emotion. Every other thing on top of it just makes the situation worse, be it verbal or physical. So in general, I think it goes with my line of thinking. Say, like, I mean, there's always a bit of emotion, you know, because it says you can cheat emotionally without getting physical, right? But it does not believe you can't cheat physically without being emotional. Although there are rare cases, but I think that's the gist of his point.
I like that somehow. Anyway, and lastly, I have Girl D. She said physical carries more weight due to health implications. Health implications. So it's obvious. Person doesn't want to carry like any STDs or anything. So that's what this person says. It was
I'm finally on my own path, right? So this guy says emotional cheating because you cannot put a hand on what may be the root cause. And you may never know what to write. And the other spouse may keep finding solace in someone else because he or she is probably easy to go to with most matters. Hereby, stressing the partner involved mentally, and the cheat will feel like he or she is not doing anything wrong, at least that the world can see. This one is quite deep. It's deeper because it's more difficult to find the cause of the emotional cheating. So guys, let us know your thoughts. I mean, it's actually a very, very, I mean, it's quite debatable, and
yeah, it is.
It's very, it gets people ready, you know, coming up with different opinions, and it would also get some people, you know, trying to play safe, you know what I mean? And
I don't know what them. To talk about, but
you know them, right? So, yeah. It's
okay,
interesting,
guys.
Right?
I know. That was a very interesting topic. We finished shaking tables.
I know. And as I always say, we try to be candid, right? Because that's the name of the segment, right? Don't sit on the fence.
This guy
please.
Is just trying to pay me in the negative light, but we're not going to do this right now.
Don't sit on the fence. You see, you're the one scared, right? Boy, I don't know what we're doing. I'm only pointing out the truth, right? Don't sit on the fence, right?
Scared of what? Please, guys, this is the cue for me to take a break because this guy is going to come for me. And I don't think I'm ready for all this. Anyway, don't go anywhere. Stay still. Sit tight. When we come back, we have something juicy in store for you.
You're listening
to ALN Radio.
Welcome to your one-stop destination for everything entertainment. ALN Radio is about to smash all streaming platforms. Tune in 6 p.m. every Friday. You don't want to miss this. Guys, now this is another interesting segment of the show where we connect like-minded individuals, right? So it's called In Between Vibes. You can even feel like it's about to go down.
What do you have in store for us?
Yeah. So, I mean, this segment is mainly about, you know, linking and connecting like-minded individuals, right? So reach out to us, you know, with your height, your location, where you stay, what you do, what your hobbies are, and we connect you to like-minded individuals, right? So like, you just share with us, you know, we wouldn't share your identity and all that stuff, right? You know, but just send us an email, right? You could send us an email at hello elanradio@yahoo.com. that's hello elan radio@yahoo.com. So send us an email or slide into our DM on Instagram at Alien Radio. That's ELANRADIO. Okay, guys. So send us an email, send us a DM. We'll connect you with like-minded individuals. So tell us about yourself. You know, let's get to know you, right? Mm-hmm. You know, what you do, what you enjoy, mm-hmm. you know, where you are, you know, so we can, you know, connect you to like-minded individuals, you know, pretty yeah. much. Yeah.
Yeah. So guys, you know, looking forward to this. I'm also looking forward to this because I want to see, I literally have friends who are single and they're willing to mingle. I don't know about mm-hmm. you, Sam, but mm-hmm. I have friends who, you know, and right. looking, because, you know, Canada sometimes could be really dry.
And I know, right?
I know. It can be boring and lonely. So we don't want that. So we want you to, you know, talk to us. Send us an email, like Sam said. Just tell us about yourself, what you do, what your hobbies are, where you're mm-hmm. from. Tell us, you know, how old you are, your physical description. Are you tall?
Yeah.
Are
yeah.
you short? You know, your Let's height. Know. Are you 6 feet Let's tall? Know. Are you 5 feet tall?
Yeah. And interestingly, guys, you know, Onye has met a couple of people through this, right? So I'll keep the details. Why? What, come on.
Why?
Like, why? Well, don't interrupt me now. Why are you trying to interrupt me?
I mean, the kind of impression you're giving these people about
what impression?
Nice.
So, no.
Guys, Onye,
hold on. So, I will ask you a simple question. Have you met people through this?
How can I meet people through this? How? How is it possible?
You've not met. Oh, I'm not talking about Onye. Anyway, guys, you know, he's always playing denial, right?
He has a lot staying of his sleeves. I don't know what he's up to, but hey, you soon confess.
Anyway, guys, so please reach out to us, right? Let's connect you. I mean, we'll connect you, you know. So for sure, let's know, I mean, things you love to do, you know, so mm-hmm. we can read it out, you know. So anyone who's interested will reach out, you know. So again, as Zoe said, I mean, it's just to connect people, right? Because, I mean, sometimes it may be boring. And again, summer, guys, you know, so you can, you know, meet people, have a good time,
yeah.
you know, enjoy the sun and the weather, you know, that sort of thing, yeah.
Slide into the DMs, people. Slide
yeah,
in.
for sure. Again, guys, the segment is In Between Vibes, where we link you up and put you in between lines. Oh, wait, I think I'm going to rhyme.
For some reason, I don't know why you're excited about this particular segment. Are you no, up to no. something? Are you looking for it? What are you looking for out there? I don't get
hello,
it.
Hello. I don't know what you mean. But we'll talk about those your friends that you mentioned later, right? So you would. Yeah, so I can.
Told you, this dude has some.
No, that's when the segment, right? So let me connect them. That's what I mean. Why
do you have to? They will connect themselves.
Why do you? Why do
read
you
out what they
infer-
want?
Okay, no worries. Again, guys, so send us an email at helloelamradio@yahoo.com and slide into our DM on Instagram, right? At Elan Radio, right? ELANRADIO, right? So, guys, we'll be expecting to hear from you, read your opinions and views, get your feedback, whatever you want to share. Please do, and we'll read it out here. So, guys, stay tuned. We'll be going on a quick break. Be right back. Welcome back, guys, to another interesting part of the show. And this mm-hmm. is where everything happens, right? This is the wow section where we bring you games, pickup lines, you know, the tips and tricks we mentioned earlier. This is where it goes down, right?
Yeah,
is where it goes down. And guys, we'll be starting off. I don't know, should we start with the pickup lines or do you want us to play a game? What do you think?
I think we should start with the pickup lines.
With the pickup lines. Oh, mm-hmm. It's like you're in the mood to be picked up. Come on.
Yeah, not serious. Ha ha, my friend. Let's do it.
Anyway, so guys, I'll just give you a couple of pickup lines. You know, some just, you know, fun and some, because I know, you know, he's ready to rate my lines. So, guys, a bit of a disclaimer. This is not the usual ones. I mean, I'll give you the usual ones at some point, but this is just like freestyle, right? Just throwing it out there, because I know
he has a pen and paper. It's okay. I'm waiting for you. Let's go.
Okay, so guys, quick one. So this one is it goes this way. So Onye, I know you drive a Nissan, because I want you all to myself. Did you get that? Ultima. Like,
oh
Nissan Ultima.
Oh my god. Well, oh, it's my ALTIM.
Yeah, you know, I know you drive a Nissan.
What kind of dead pickup line is that one?
Oh, he got you. He got you. Forget.
He didn't get me anything. I'm like, what the heck is he saying? Okay, what's the second one? What's the second one?
So this one is, I mean, like, for those, I mean, believers in faith, right? It's like, I mean, in the church, you know, or you want to pick up a girl in church, that kind of thing, you know. So you go like, I mean, I know you're spiritual, right? Because God has called you, right? Mm-hmm. But I would like to do the same. Can I have your number? That got you. You're feeling the lines.
I would definitely not want anyone to approach you with those pickup lines. I'll never take the person serious.
Oh come on. I'm sure. Anyway, don't let me embarrass you. Right?
Don't let us. You mean don't let us embarrass ourselves?
No, because I know your pickup line.
Imagine. You guys?
That's very. Did you get the pun? Like you. Anyway, it's actually deep. You need to be deep to get it. Anyway,
please, I don't understand nonsense. So, please.
I'll pardon you.
Let's move to the next. You mentioned games as well. So what do you
have? Yeah. Okay. So yeah. I mean, yeah. So the next game is where we'll share. I mean, truth and a lie. Right. They'll tell you three facts.
Juicy.
Three things rather, right? Mm-hmm. Two will be true and one will be a lie. So you'll have to guess which. So this one, I'll put you on the spot. So you start.
Are you kidding?
No kidding.
Okay.
You say two things, right? I'm on lie. Then I would have to guess which one.
Of course. So the first thing is, my favorite color is red.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing is,
this got me thinking,
thing.
Right?
Second thing. I know, because you put me on the spot. Hello.
Very deep. I know.
Second thing is, second thing is, I had a conversation with Burna Boy last week.
Okay.
Third thing is, I know Wizkid, Ayoba Lagun, which is a lie, which is a truth.
Okay, so before so when you say you know Wizkid, like you know him personally, like what do you mean you know him? Like, how do you know him? Can you give us details? Like, I mean, like, everyone knows Wizkid, right? If you're just talking about the knowledge, right?
So, I can't go into details because it's like you asking me. So, okay, you said you spoke to Burna.
Okay. So, the lie is you spoke to Burna. That's the lie.
Okay. So, you actually failed it. I do know Burna Boy.
No, you did not say you do know Burna Boy. You said you spoke to
Burna Boy.
I'm
trying. You didn't allow me to finish. Calm down. I do know him, and I had a conversation with him last week. So you see.
Okay, so you don't know who Wizkid is. Is that what you're not telling us? You must always see yourself.
Okay, guys, I don't know Burna Boy. I'm just saying. Of course, I don't. Where am I going to know Burna Boy from? I don't know Burna Boy, and I never spoke to him last week or anything like that. No. I don't know him, nothing at all like that. But I just wanted to, you know, tease Sam.
You see, guys, you remember I mentioned she has a priest. I mean, we know there's always that. Yeah,
Please, your turn.
She gives us the lies. Simple task. She must include.
Because you put me on the spot and I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, you could have just said something else. Just like you came up with something lame, like your favorite color.
Okay,
you could have said something else. No. Don't ask me to enlighten you. I'll just show you how it's done.
Can you just say
let me show you how it's done?
Exactly.
So I'll show you how it's done. So first, I had an A in French in junior school. That's one. Two, my first international flight was to Dubai. Two. Three, I had my first kiss at 14. So which is the truth? Which is the lie? See how it's done. Like, it's so smooth.
Wait. So, can you repeat that? You had your first kiss at 14. Second, your first international flight to Dubai.
Then 13. Third, in junior school, I had A in French.
That's the lie.
That's the truth.
I
give you a second chance. I will give you a second chance. Try again.
That kiss at 14 cannot be a lie because I don't trust you. I'm sure you said kisses when you were 10.
Please don't give the listeners
you're giving them the impression that I'm what kind of person.
No. That's I'm not an impression. Guys, I'm just telling them the truth. I'm telling them the truth. Not an impression.
10 years old.
Not an impression. They're just telling them the truth. Yeah. So which is the lie? Tell us. I give you a second chance.
Your first international flight was to Dubai. That's a lie.
So that's the lie, actually.
Yeah. You see?
So the first one was to South Africa. Yeah, so that's the lie.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you had your first kiss at the age of 14.
Yes, I did.
Guys, I told you.
You were 14.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it, guys. Like, it's crazy. I mean, I remember it then, but I mean, like, anyway, don't let's go into details.
Okay, guys.
That was the lie. Right, so what do you have for us on this segment? What do you have for us? This is where we talk about anything and everything. So, I mean, because that's what Alien Radio is about. Full-time entertainment, one-stop destination for entertainment. So, give us something, Oye. Give us something.
Like what? Please. We've been doing that already.
Give us your game.
Which game? We already did two truths and a lie.
Okay, never, ever, ever. Right, let's do that.
Never, ever, ever.
So, this one, if you get it wrong, $100. That's it. Because you always play sneaky.
No,
so this time we'll get you $100.
No, on second thought, let's not do never, ever, ever. Because there's no alcohol, there's nothing here.
There's a fine of $100.
Deal. Let's begin with questions. Okay. You get to ask me one question, and then I get to ask you one question. And if I don't answer the question, I get to give you $100. And if you don't answer my question, you get to give me $100. How about that?
I love the sound of it.
You start first because you put me on the spot the last time.
I'm about to be $100 richer, guys.
We'll see now. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Shoot.
Okay. So what do I have for you? Okay. Let me see. Any question?
Any sensible question, please. A sensible question.
Okay, let me see. There are a lot of things I'd like to ask you because I know,
question. Enjoy yourself.
Just a question.
One question.
Okay. So, this is where I get my money. So, now, here it goes. Do you...
wait. My hands are already pouting because I know you're so surprised. Don't embarrass you on this show.
No, I'm about to embarrass you, actually.
No, you can't be doing that. Come on. That's the only way I get my $100. Don't do this.
It's okay. So I've changed my mind. I'll give you one that is not so tough. Right. Have you ever considered cheating on your partner?
Whoa! Are you well?
Told you guys. I'm $100 richer. Told you.
So I know you're a thief. You just ask me a question so you can be $100 richer. So, of course, I've never ever thought about cheating on my partner. So you're not $100.
So how do we verify it's a lie or a truth?
Well, that's up to you. Except you want to do What's no, the lie detector test?
Yes, yes. We'll put you on the polygraph. Yeah, maybe.
Well, too bad. There's no polygraph here, so we're not doing that. So you're not $100 richer. It's my turn.
Okay, shoot.
What can I ask you? You really put me on it. So honestly, I'm interrupting that. I don't have any with something that can shake you. This guy. What is?
I let you off easy, by the way. You know, I mean that.
They won't try that one. But no, it's okay. Let's not. Please, let's not go into that.
It's a very. It's a polar question, like yes or no, right? Like,
but I answered you. I said no.
No. I'm not saying you didn't. I'm saying I let you off easy. That's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't so a difficult question.
Yeah, it's just please enough with this emotional blackmail. So you're telling me
if I had asked you the original one, right? That one was tougher. You know, and I said it before I changed my mind, right?
Oh yeah, tell what was the original one? What was the original one?
No, you ask yours. You ask yours. Don't worry, I'll save that for another time. For the time when you become two, and I just eat you. Poof. There you go.
Let's see. Okay.
Come on. This was what you. This was your game. Like, why are you taking so long? This was your game.
Have you ever had a twin flame?
It what?
A twin flame.
A twin flame.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by twin flame?
You don't know what that is?
Twin flame?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know what that is. You tell me.
You really don't know what that is?
Yes, I don't.
Okay, let's Google it. Let me give you a Google twin definition.
Fling.
Flame.
Flame.
It's like a soulmate.
A soulmate.
Mm-hmm. So a twin, let me be Google definition for you. A twin flame is an intense soul connection. Someone thought to be a person's other half. So it's like a mirror soul.
Like,
so have
it's
you?
Like you've been watching too many Mexican soap operas.
Give me my $100.
Guys, you see what I'm saying? Listen, like after 5 minutes of thinking about a question to ask me.
Answer my question. In fact, let me even give you the intense definition that this.
No. The answer
is an intense. You've never had a twin flame.
No, I've never.
But you know what a twin flame is because you didn't want to allow me.
Yes, because I can also read it, right? Someone taught to be a person's other, sometimes a mirror soul. Come on. You watch to make. Come on, all this. Like,
okay, guys.
Like twin flame. Come on.
So you're saying that twin flames don't exist?
I'm saying like
it's
this
a fairy
sounds,
tale, it's a myth.
Yeah, it sounds like bullocks. You know?
Like, anyway, guys, whatever. Like, okay, guys, we're just pulling your legs. I hope you really had fun on this segment as much as we did. We really had lots of fun, and please don't take us seriously. Of course, you know we're just messing around with you guys.
Right.
And so they're talking before we leave. There are different platforms in which you can listen to this podcast. We're on Spotify. You can listen to us there. We're on Anchor. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, Castbox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. So these are the platforms in which you can, you know, connect with us, listen to us, help repost, like, share, subscribe. We'd really appreciate the feedback. Mm-hmm. We'll just really appreciate that. So this is where we wrap things up this week on this episode. So catch us right here, same time next week. It's your girl, Oyenda.
And this is Sam. And we hope you had a swell time because we surely did. Again, guys, slide into our DMs, send us emails, let us hear it from you. We'd love to hear your feedback, you know, your reviews, you know. Let's hear what you think, right? You know, especially about Onyi, right? Guys, tell us. I mean, I know she's very... Anyway, guys, so I'm going to leave you with one of the wise sayings of talking to the listeners. What was the only year now?
Okay.
Anyway, guys, so I'm going to leave you with wise words from someone... Well, I mean, the quote has been really, really debated as to the original source, right? But again, here it goes. Have strong opinions, weakly held, right? Strong opinions, but weakly held. Always be ready to change to the better idea, right? So guys, Have strong opinions, but weekly out. Always be willing to change to the better idea. Again, this is Sam, and have yourself a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I wanna be in your life until the night is over. I wanna hold you so tight, coming closer. It's been a hell of a ride, but every single moment you were there by my side. Whenever I'm broken, you make me feel whole. Whenever I'm lonely, you're there for my soul. Wherever you are, girl, that's where I call my own. Whenever you doubt it, I'll be letting you know. Oh, girl, I want to be dancing with you forever. You see through the storm and take me as I am. Baby, it's magic anytime that we're together. I make I just love you and hold you for my hand. Hold you for my hand, hold you for my hand. Hold you for my hand.
Over and over again. Yeah, my love is burning, babe. Feels like time is frozen and night is for us. We're alone again. Every moment's golden, yeah. Feelings I've been holding in, it must be love.
Whenever I'm broken, you make me feel whole. Whenever I'm lonely, you're there for my soul. Wherever you are, girl, that's where I call my own. Whenever you doubt it, I'll be letting you know. Whoa, girl, I want to be dancing with you forever. You see through the storm and take me as I am. Baby, it's magic anytime that we're together. I make her just love you and hold you for my hand. Hold you for my hand. Until the night is over, until the night is over, until the night is over.